Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
That's me, the old geezer in the suit and tie, standing at the head of the table. My wife is laying down a platter with an enormous turkey. Seated around it are uncles and aunts, children and grandchildren, bursting with excitement. My dream Thanksgiving. It's actually Norman Rockwell's dream, and it hangs in the museum near his home in Stockbridge, Mass. The painting is called Freedom from Want. First appeared in the Saturday Evening Post in 1943, part of a series inspired by Franklin Roosevelt's Four Freedoms speech, you know, freedom from want and fear, freedom of speech and worship. Rockwell's Thanksgiving is pretty much like the ones I had as a kid. Big crowd around the table, my mom's gigantic bird, more trimmings than the artist put on his canvas. We'd have leftovers for weeks. This Thanksgiving, there won't be many people around my table. Yours either, probably. In this virus-haunted time, it's not wise to spend a whole day with a lot of people. Indoors, unmasked, talking, eating, shedding molecules. Somebody could get killed. It's shocking what we've lost. Security, familiar routines, loved ones. There'll be more than 250,000 empty chairs around our tables this year. Must have been a little like that in 1943. Friends and family absent, a very scary war going on, fought, not coincidentally, to secure FDR's Four Freedoms and a future of great Thanksgivings. We have much to be thankful for, even now. An economy and a social order that's mostly survived the pandemic, a vaccine or two that just might end it, a divisive election behind us, and with it, the prospect of a fresh new start in January. We've made some bad choices these past 4 years. Trusted the wrong people, ignored expert advice, let fear, anger, and selfishness get the best of us. That's really why I love Thanksgiving. It's a quiet, serious holiday, not a shopping opportunity. And the point isn't just to give thanks, a fine thing in itself, but also to reflect on where we've been, where we're going. Maybe being alone this Thanksgiving isn't such a bad thing. It'll give us time to think about what's truly important, what we have, what we've lost, and what we might do to make ourselves, our country, and this strange, wondrous holiday even better next year, more like the one Norman Rockwell dreamed for us. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.